Hey, everybody. My name is John Pasden. This is not a podcast. I am joined today by my friend Zach.
Hi, I'm Zach Franklin.
Okay, so Zach Franklin, does that name sound familiar? Probably not, because in 2010, which was a long time ago, I once did an interview of Zach on my blog. Do you remember that interview, Zach?
I do. You asked me about, I was currently a second-year grad student at Fudan University.
And I was asking about your master's program. It was all in Chinese, right?
Correct. I was doing economics in Chinese, and you were asking the merits and the enjoyment and the fun of doing higher education in another language.
The value of a master's in Chinese economics. That was the name of the blog post. So first I got to ask, did you finish the degree?
I did. I did graduate. I did get a diploma. My parents were very happy.
Okay. And what did you go on to become after that?
To become? I've worked in film distribution since then, Hollywood movies, distributing to cable television platforms for video on demand in China. And then for the last almost 5 years, I've been doing overseas investment, so helping Chinese invest primarily in U.S. projects.
Is that related to immigration?
That is a component of it. We do EB-5.
Okay.
But we do offer non-immigration-based investment products as well.
Okay. All kinds of overseas investment.
Correct.
So obviously, that is a great segue into what we're talking about today, which is reading comic books in Chinese.
It is totally applicable and completely on topic, yes.
Wait, so you got your Chinese up to a very high level, and then you're like, finally, I can read comic books.
I got my Chinese up to a really good level, and I was like, finally, I could read anything. And I just kind of focused on comic books.
So the news wasn't doing it for you?
Yeah, I still do read the newspaper every day. This is just something that's fun. Not everything is like a mountain or something that needs to be, the Fudan thing was a personal goal for me. I enjoy reading. I probably read about 20, 25 books a year, just in general. It's English. And I wanted to be able to, move at the same speed and still process the same way reading in Chinese. I can read books. I do notice that it takes, considerably more time if I'm reading a book in Chinese, but comic books are fun.
Okay, so you finally decided, I'm going to stop punishing myself when it comes to consuming Chinese. And so comics are something you enjoy. And you read comics before you started reading them in Chinese, right?
I did. I used to read 2000 AD. So that's Judge Dredd. That was what I read growing up. I read Spawn as well. Those were my two, which coincidentally, you can't really get in Chinese. The interest is somewhat with Western or, American foreign media or, IP, intellectual property and media entities, and reading it in Chinese. I already have a familiarity with a lot of things, so it's not completely foreign to me. I can understand, there's a general concept if we're talking about, Iron Man, for instance. You kind of have a backstory and a base to work with. This whole thing actually started, I happened to be in a bookstore and I purchased Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone in Chinese.
Man, I've heard so many people saying they're reading Harry Potter in Chinese these days.
Is it really?
Yeah. A lot of people decide to do that. And it's easy to find, relatively speaking. And they liked it in English. And they know it's meant for middle school kids or whatever. So they give it a shot. So how was your experience?
Actually, when I bought it in 2008, literally after being in China for 3 months. And I was like, this will be great. This will be a total helpful. And it took me 2 days to read the first page, which isn't a full page. It's a half page because
there's a giant chapter one.
Chapter one, exactly. But I just highlighted 3/4 of that with words and characters I'd never seen before.
And then you spent hours looking them up and you're like, oh, it's just a nonsense word.
Correct. Or it's words that Harry Potter, the story starts at Privet Drive where he grows up, but they don't translate Privet as it's not a translate. They don't directly translate it to a Chinese sounding like privet. It's actually privet, like the plant, which is like nugen. So it's nugen lu. So it's actually the literally botany word for privet.
Well, there you go. You learned something.
But that was literally page one, first or second sentence. I had to look that. And this is pre, you know, I couldn't use a phone and draw the character, you know, in a dictionary app and look it up. I had the book and you had to flip it open and look through it. And
oh, man. Okay, so you gave up on that.
I did. I bought it. I got maybe five pages in, and then I put it down for a year. And it was when I got to Fudan University, I happened to be in Shujiahui, and there's a antique shop of some kind. And they had the Chinese comics, the Lianhuanhua, right? The flimsy little books.
Right, the picture books.
The picture books, yeah. And it had James Bond on it. And so I was like, what is this? And it's Casino Royale in Chinese. And I bought it, and I got like five pages into that too, because it's not Casino Royale. But what it did was, one, I got excited about Harry Potter again. So I went back and I actually read through The Sorcerer's Stone. And then I started looking online for other comics that were available. 007 didn't really, I wasn't really intrigued in reading it and at the time. But I went online and I found that like Baidu Cloud has, you know, that's the golden egg of, like, you know, movies and
all totally legal, of course.
And television shows, exactly, totally licensed and everything. You can download everything. They had a massive treasure trove of comics, everything you could possibly want. Every English property comic book just online for you to view.
In Chinese?
No. So they have everything in English, and they have a lot more than I realized actually translated in Chinese. You know, like television shows, there's a whole subtitle culture in China.
Yeah.
People take that really seriously. There's whole websites devoted to subtitles for films and TV shows. Same thing for comic books. And somebody had, for a number of properties, gone back in and just erased out the English and translated over it. So
you're saying they Photoshop it onto the image so the Chinese is over top of the English?
Correct.
You can't read the English?
You can't read the English. Unless it's like, you know, like big letters like... it's like
kabam!
Kabam, exactly. Like that's inlaid in it. The whole text bubbles are totally erased in place with Chinese. So I read Judge Dredd 2000 AD, all of the like the complete case files, which are the thicker books, compendiums of all the comics. I read all of them in Chinese.
Wait, what year was this?
This would have been about the time that you were interviewing me for your first little blog post on my...
Oh, it had already begun.
Yes, it had already begun.
Oh, okay.
And I realized that I was picking up more. Not that it's particularly difficult, but I was recognizing characters more. Fudan was, you know, a lot of studying, obviously, in textbooks and papers, and so I was, for me personally, pushing to try and understand Chinese more and applying it to academics and economics, which is a whole language in of itself. In terms of recognizing writing and reading characters, comics were like a layup compared to what I was doing during the day in classes. And
so rather than quitting in frustration, you gave yourself a break also in Chinese, and you found a way to enjoy it.
Exactly. So I had the dread. I went back and I read Chamber of Secrets by Harry Potter. And so yeah, Dread. They did not have Spawn, but they, you know, Iron Man.
Do they now?
I don't think they do. I'd be surprised. But so I'm not like I'm not constantly searching. I'm simply just, if I bump into something now, it's gotten really great because obviously the popularity of Marvel films in China and the different properties, there's a huge push by Marvel, at least from what I've seen in terms of the published comic, the compendium books of all the different series together. I can just go on Amazon China right now and buy a book at any time. And
you mean Amazon.cn?
Yes, or Z.cn. Yeah.
Okay. Wait, so hold on. I don't know anything about Judge Dredd. Is that Marvel?
No. that is not Marvel property.
Okay, so then after Judge Dredd, you're like, okay, Marvel's cool now. So you started reading Marvel.
No, I read Dredd, I read Iron Man, and so when I graduated from Fudan, I moved back to Beijing, and I was at the antique market, the Beijing antique market, Panjiayuan. It's a subway stop in Beijing. And I'm walking around, and I see, like my James Bond, Liang Hua book, they have Star Wars. So I'm like, and it's in three books. They have a Xingqiu Dajan, like a Shang Zhong and Xia. So they have three, and I'm like, this is fantastic. It's going to be A New Hope. It's going to be Empire Strikes Back. It's going to be Return of the Jedi.
Of course.
In comics, and obviously, sarcasm intended, totally licensed by Lucasfilm at that point, obviously. Yeah. So I buy these books, and I start reading them, and they have nothing to do with Star Wars. It's Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, and Chewbacca on the Millennium Falcon, but they are... There's no Death Star. There's no rebellion. There's no, I mean, there's rebels and there's the Empire, but it's not explained why they're rebels or why there's an Empire.
And wait, is Luke Leia's brother?
There's no Leia.
There's no Leia.
Yeah. So most of the characters that you know outside of Luke, Han, and Chewie are not in these three
books.
What
about Yoda?
No. No Yoda. Vader is mentioned in it, but it's like they don't introduce Vader, and so.
Well, he was always mysterious.
He was. I'm pretty sure he factored pretty predominantly into the original trilogy right there.
Yeah, but he didn't get a lot of screen time.
You at least knew why he was there. And there was a reveal. I mean, it was like his father and everything. There's none of that. It's simply Luke, Han, and Chewie on a little adventure, and it's usually rescuing or helping like a damsel in distress. Like one of the stories is there's a woman and her scientist doctor father is kidnapped by the Empire.
It was Rey.
No.
No. All right.
Spoiler alert for episode 9.
Wait, sorry, not Rey. I meant Jin.
Jin. No, it has nothing. Again, no Death Star. So doesn't he? But he did get kidnapped for his technology. They wanted to use it, but it's never really explained like why they want the technology or what they're going to use for it. They just kidnap him. The woman somehow ends up on the Millennium Falcon and asks for Han and Luke's help getting her father back. That's the story.
All right. Let's go back to the main topic, because I know that you can talk about Star Wars for quite a while. All right, so we're talking about Marvel Comics in Chinese. So I have two big questions for you. One is reading translations. I've often tried to avoid that because, you know, why read a translation from English into Chinese when you can just read the original authentic Chinese, right? So what's your take on reading translations?
I actually, it's not that I don't know actually at this point what I'm reading. Like we, you know, I brought today the Infinity book for you. I've never read the English version of it, so I've only got the Chinese to sort of play with. I've read two of the Sin City books, but I've never read the full Sin City series in English either. So I'm reading stuff now that is, yes, obviously the original language is written in English, and it's, you know, primarily based, I mean, that is, it's the language, it's in English, everything else is a translation, but I don't know what the English is to know. I'm familiar with the characters and the property. I'm not familiar with the storyline as it sits in English, and so I don't have an opinion.
But you said you started by reading Judge Dredd, which you had read in English, right?
I did. So Judge Dredd's pretty straightforward and easy. I mean, it's like, criminals breaking the law and him, I mean, like every story, little comic series, somebody does something, you know, illegal and he chases them down and he, you know, foils their plot or catches them. And so that was actually fairly easy and straightforward. The newer stuff like Marvel, for instance, that's a little bit more trickier only because some of the concepts are like, you know, traveling in space and ship names are, you know, still
distorting reality.
And also, like, I'm not you know, I didn't grow up with all of the Marvel comics. I read the X-Men infrequently. I was a fan of the comic cards. You know, we collected them. So I'm not familiar. I can't remember, I should say, like a lot of characters. So funny enough, I'm reading these books and like, you know, if you've been a, the Infinity, which includes the Avengers, the X-Men, New Avengers, a whole host, there's like 50 plus characters in it. Some of them I've either forgotten or have never even heard of. And so I actually have, I'm reading the name in Chinese for the first time because I can't remember what it is. So then I have to look it up, who this person is, because the name doesn't necessarily, it doesn't actually mean what you think it is in English, or it's not necessarily readily identifiable.
Right, right. All right, I want to come back to that, but first I want to finish with the last question. So when you first started reading in Chinese, something that you had read in English, was it partially because you weren't sure how hard it would be and you wanted like kind of that little security blanket?
Exactly. Totally, because, you know, I'd read it already once in English, so I knew what was up to me. I could connect the dots in my mind, and I thought maybe if I already knew the story, it would, I mean, I could guess around characters that I wasn't familiar with, or I at least knew what was coming on as opposed to being totally surprised. Now it doesn't matter.
So basically it took you one graphic novel for you to be like, yeah, I can do this. And then you started branching off into books you'd never read in English.
No, I mean, it's taken me like 10 years. Okay. I mean, yeah, like, I mean, I don't read a, it's not like I read a comic every week. I read when I've got, you know, a chance. I've usually got something that's on my shelf that I've, you know, I've purchased and I'm just waiting to read. But it has been a slow sort of process, you know, from,
oh, so you're not just whipping through these things?
No, I'm getting at them when I can, and I purposely sort of slowed down. I realized like a comic in terms of actual text, there's not as much as say a novel, or like any other book that I'm, you know, reading in English, for instance, comics, you know, way less text, obviously. So I actually purposely slowed down anyway, just so I can, because again, now I'm reading these translated books that I have no basis for or connection with what I used to read growing up or what I've previously been exposed to. I'm just now seeing them for the first time in Chinese.
Right. I've seen some people read comics pretty fast because they're just reading the text, but come on, like, slow down and appreciate the art, right?
Oh, yeah. I got to look at the art. I got
to appreciate the Chinese characters as well, right?
I do. I want to, you know, I want to read the text. Interestingly enough, when I was first studying Chinese, my Chinese counterparts who were at the school studying English, their whole enjoyment for studying English after hours was watching True Blood and Vampire Diaries. That, for whatever reason, was the hip thing with my classmates while I was at the school. And I could never figure that out because why would you want to study, learn about vampires to study English, because it's such a, it's an odd concept.
It's impractical. Right?
It's not applicable to anything unless you're a vampire, I guess.
or you have a certain kind of roommate or something.
Exactly. Like, when would any of those vocab words come up in sort of everyday conversation? And now here I am reading about, you know, the new Avengers flying off world to fight the builders while Thanos in the dark.
You're a hypocrite, Zach. You're a hypocrite. All right. So you realize that enjoying the material is actually more important than it being practical.
Yeah. It's made it more fun, I should say, to read.
Or at least, you know, you live in China, so you have the luxury of not focusing on the practical because you have that every day anyway, right?
Correct. Yeah. Every time you step out your door, something practical. You're in a meeting, it's practical.
Smacks you in the face.
So this is just, yeah, extra entertainment. Yeah.
All right. So getting back to that thing with the names. Do you actually know all the Avenger names in Chinese?
I've got a pretty good, you know, hook on most of the names.
Well, you have like passive recognition more than actively listing them off in Chinese, right?
Well, there's like Gang Tie Xiao, right? That's like Iron Man, or
right,
which is, that's pretty easy. But you've got the movies now, like Thor, for instance, Lei Shen, like, which is in the movies. In the comics, he's Tor, like it's the actual translation of his name.
I always wondered about that. Is Lei Shen like God of Thunder, or is that supposed to be his name?
It's literally God of Thunder, yeah. Thunder right, God.
But is it supposed to be his name?
No, his name's supposed to be Thor. But they just, I don't know why they chose to call it Lei Shen. I mean, I guess, again, the comics that I've read from Marvel, it's always Thor. It's always Thor. And so the Lei Shen, for instance, is more so what we see in theaters and, you know, movie posters.
But isn't Thor always like, I am Thor, God of Thunder? Like, what does he say in Chinese? I'm Lei Shen. Lei Shen. In case you didn't catch it the first time.
Actually, if you watch the movies, you know, the subtitles, when he says, it's actually, when he introduces himself as Thor, somebody says Thor, it's Thor in the subtitles.
Okay.
But, you know, the actual name of the movie, you know, if you call it Thor, is, you know, in the posters, for instance, it's Lei Shen.
All right, let me ask you some more questions. What is Hawkeye?
Hawkeye is a literal translation of Hawk and Eye. So it's yin yang, as in actual Hawkeye.
Do they do the same thing for Black Widow?
They do, actually. Black Widow is literally Hei Guafu.
Black Widow.
Black Widow, yes.
And that's actually the spider's name.
It's also the name of the spider.
We looked that up on Pleco. The spider is in there. The Marvel character is not.
The Marvel character... Talk to Pleco. You know Pleco?
Yeah, Mike Love. Come on, man. Talk to Marvel. Talk to Disney. Get the Disney character names in there.
That would be called a Marvel vocab universe.
The Marvel dictionary, right?
Yes.
All right. All right, but what about Thanos?
Mieba.
So he's the extermination despot.
I was going to call him Fire Tyrant, but...
Fire. Well, exterminating, though.
You can. That's good. I mean, then it becomes its own little fun thing. If you recognize the characters and what they mean, you can translate them back.
Right, right.
And it's like, that's a way more interesting or intriguing. You know,
okay, so Thanos' gang, were they the Black Order?
The Black Order.
All right, so they have some crazy names in English.
Well, so like the Black Order itself has like, it's like Heisa Xiongdi Hui, right? Which is literally like Black Brotherhood.
Right,
but then you can go like they have Shalu Heiyaoshi, which is like the slaughter obsidian. Like Heiyaoshi is obsidian, like the rock, and Shalu meaning to slaughter. So you like the obsidian slaughter, and then they also have the
wait. What was his English name?
This is just the Black Order. This is like the actual name of his little group.
Right, but the Obsidian guy.
Oh, so Obsidian, he's actually, it's Heiaxing, right? It's Black Dwarf. That's his name, the gigantic beast-looking character.
Right.
His original...
It's the guy that got his arm cut off in the movie?
Correct. So he's Cull Obsidian in the movie.
Cull Obsidian. Okay.
Yeah, but in the actual comic books, he's Black Dwarf, which is a, you know...
That's supposed to be funny because he's not short?
It's supposed to, you know, a black dwarf is a dead star, right?
Okay.
You know,
just like Obsidian is dead.
Well,
lava.
You have another one. She's not even. You have Chao Jixing, like super giant, which is a character that is in the comics but doesn't make the movie.
Oh. Okay.
And so both of them are named super giant, being a type of star.
Okay. All right. But some of the other characters, like the ones that were in the Infinity War movie.
The Infinity War. Well, you have like. You have like Wong Ren Jiangjun, which is Corvus Glaive.
Wait, what?
Wong Ren Jiangjun, which is like General Deathblade, is like how I would translate it. Like you have Wong Ren, you have Su Wong, right? Like Death,
right?
Ren Blade, and then Jiangjun, like General. So, I mean, in the comics, it's not, if you watch the movie, it's not really apparent, but like in the comics, he's Thanos' top. You know, lieutenant, he's in charge of the Black Order. So, you know, in the books, he's got the sword.
Yeah, he was supposed to be the leader, right?
Yeah. He's the guy with the scythe.
In the movie, you can't really tell.
He's got the hood and he's got the scythe. He actually gets hurt a lot in the movie. I mean, obviously they all die, but like,
right.
He gets hurt the most. He gets stabbed pretty early on.
Who was the one with him when they were fighting in that?
Proxima Midnight. So she is Bi Ling Xing Wu Ye, which is like, Bi Ling Xing, like Wu Ye, so like Wu Ye being night, is like,
right.
It's like darker than a luminous star. That's how I would translate it.
Okay.
But so she's Proxima Midnight, yeah. But like in the comics, they're an item. They're a pair. They're like married. They're like boyfriend, girlfriend type of deal. They're together, which is also not apparent in the film.
Right. Okay. So so you read the whole book, right? I'm looking at it right now. It's pretty thick. How long did it take you to read this?
A couple days.
Okay.
Yeah, not too long.
So this is called Infinity. It's not the same as Infinity War.
It has nothing to do with the Gauntlet. Yeah,
it's nothing to do with it. It's just Thanos and the Avengers and
yeah. So there's this race of people called the Builders who are like semi-celestial, or they're related to the Celestials and building out the universe. And they've decided that the Earths that they've created, there's more than one Earth. Not that they're all populated by humans, but planets with living populations. They've built these civilizations, and now they're not in the model that they wanted anymore, so they want to destroy them. The Avengers find out about this, and so the Avengers go into space to fight the Builders. And once the Avengers are off our world, Corvus Glaive informs Thanos and the rest of the Order that the Avengers have left, that Earth is now open for the taking, and they come down, actually with the goal of capturing Thanos' son, Thane.
All right.
So that's the story.
Okay, so I see that this was 78 kwai on Amazon, is that right?
Oh, that's the book price. I think I paid about, it's about 50 RMB if you get it on Amazon. 55, 60, yeah. So the book price that they list there, it's actually, you get cheaper on Amazon.
Okay, so you recommend this to everybody, or are you just weird reading comic books in Chinese if you can handle some, you know, somewhat advanced Chinese?
I personally, I think I'm a little odd duck like that. You know, it's fun. It's not that. If you want to, you know, if you're, I don't know. I did economics with a goal of sort of learning more. You know, so I could talk about the economy in Chinese on a higher level and be able to converse with it. You know, did the thesis in Chinese. You know, now I run, you know, business is, everything's conducted in Chinese. The comics aren't applicable at all per se to anything I'm doing. In terms of pop culture, though, and sort of, you know, if you read this and you can talk about it, I mean, I could say that I can be more friendly with the, you know, people. I mean, look, they're...
You can impress the girls, right?
It's totally a lady killer.
Wait, hold on. Do you have, like, Marvel conversations with Chinese friends? Because you actually can.
Yeah, that I can.
You do?
I do, yeah. And it's good to be able to... Because remember, too, from a lot of other people's... You know, again, you didn't realize it until I started reading it and being able to converse on it, is they don't necessarily know... They can't explain Corvus Glaive like I can, simply because I've, you know, got a deeper reference point with it, and I can read the English. They only know the Chinese. You know, that's it. And so they only know...
Oh, the archive doesn't go deep, you're saying.
I don't... As far as I know, I don't... There's a good chunk of comics now, courtesy of Marvel, to buy. I mean, X-Men... Avengers vs. X-Men, Deadpool, you know, Hulk, Thor. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff that you can buy, but they're only, my assumption and what I found in talking with people about it is their reference point is only that stuff, whereas you and I are coming from, you know, a place that's had it for our entire lives, you know, Star Wars, for instance. You know, Star Wars is a much shorter time period that it's been available, or people in China have actually paid attention, focused, heard about it, as opposed to you and I both grew up with Star Wars.
Hmm. All right, so I guess with you reading these comics, the important thing was you were just interested in it. So use the Chinese skills you've you know, achieved, and then attack something you're interested in. Not the news, because, oh, gotta read the news, or not you know, some novel that everyone says you could read because it's not what your interest is.
This has definitely taught me that. There's a little exercise. I mean, it's fun. I can see the characters, you know, and that's always fun. And just things that I grew up with as a child and grew up with. But it's taught me that, you know, it's not it's not bad. It's actually more enjoyable to focus on something that you're interested in terms of improving, continuously improving your language skills. Do learn about what interests you and learn about it in Chinese. There's no downside to doing that.
And the learning all these random names in Chinese isn't as bad as you thought?
Not as bad. Doesn't help at parties. Definitely doesn't help me on a date. But, you know, it's fun nonetheless.
All right. Well, thanks, Zach. I think we've got enough for today. Something tells me we'll have further conversations.
Happy to be here. Appreciate it. And let me know if you want to talk about another comic next time.
All right. See you.